I mean, it is. I mean, you know, when you take a vote on the record and you take a vote as serious as this issue, for somebody to flip flop on an issue like this would be pretty monumental, as you can imagine. I mean, I can't imagine how somebody all of a sudden, you know, would change their mind on an issue like this.
Now, last year, if I remember, did it pass by 5 votes?
Like
25-20. 20,
yeah,
something like that.
I think it was either 27-20 or 29-18. I mean, it was pretty secure.
Okay.
And you know,
okay.
You know what's interesting? I mean, 10 years ago, you couldn't have imagined this when I got to the Senate, and 10 years ago, it would have, you know, not only would it have been killed, but the debate would have been ferocious. And this year it was so, you know, last year it was so interesting. I mean, the Republicans barely put up a fight, and I had at least 3 Republicans who came up to me who had, you know, I ended up supporting it, but I put a civil union amendment on first.
Right.
And I had at least 3 out of the 12 Republicans came to me and said, if you put your civil union amendment on the floor of the Senate, I will support that. So, I mean, you know, everybody has a compelling case, and I always like to say, you know, what are you supposed to say to same-sex families that are allowed to adopt and have adopted kids, and now they're families? You know, are you supposed to say, oh, well, you're a family, but you're not the same as my family?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to me, that really simplifies the issue. I mean, if you're a family, you're a family, you know, and you should get the same rights. And you know, you can't drive around in your car with the power of attorney and take your power of attorney everywhere with you. It just doesn't work.
Well, let me ask you this, Senator, because I said this from the very beginning of the session, that is, with an issue like this that has, you know, such an overwhelming type of opposition to it, maybe not in the votes in Annapolis, but just out here in the street, a lot of people organized and ready. Why not just make this a referendum bill to start off with, knowing they're going to get the signatures to do it, and that maybe wouldn't tie up the legislature for as long as this has tied it up?
Well, I think it's a great question. You know, it's the same question I asked 10 years ago when I said, why don't we start off with civil unions, which would have passed 10 years ago, and then, you know, you can work your way to marriage. And the answer is that, as you know, in Annapolis, it's the hard left and the hard right, and on this one, the advocates wouldn't take that. That wasn't good enough for the advocates. They said marriage or nothing.
Well, this is me talking, not the senator. I think also it wasn't good enough for the governor, because this has made him given him a national profile in terms of same-sex marriage, and it gives him an ability to say, I pushed this through the legislature, as opposed to, you know, having to go to referendum. I believe that's the motive behind it myself.
Well, you know, I don't know what the motive is, but I do know that what's going to happen is just what you said. I mean, it's going to go to referendum. And at the end of the day, you know, the people of the state are going to speak on this. I think they should speak on a large issue like this. So they're going to get the votes to, you know, the signatures to get it to referendum. And what's interesting is, you know, whereas I'm against in-state tuition for illegals, and I personally think that's going to go down at least 60-40 on referendum, if not more. I think same-sex marriage is a dead heat, and I couldn't tell
you
what's going to win. I mean, it's going to be really, really, really close.
Now, no state has passed this, has sent it to referendum yet, and one of the arguments made by the folks who are proponents of this bill is you should not have the citizenry deciding on an issue like this. I mean, this should be one where the legislature weighs in. What do you think?
Well, we did. I mean, you know, we weighed in and we passed a law, and Maryland has something in its constitution, which you know, which is, it's a very high burden to get a certain number of signatures if a bill passes and becomes law, and if you get those signatures, then you can put something on the ballot at referendum. You know, until in-state tuition and potentially this came up, what's it been since 1992?
Yeah.
You know, the abortion
over
law?
20 years, right?
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, this doesn't happen very often, and you know, I love checks and balances, and this is another check in the system that if a law, you know, if your legislators pass a law that the majority of society finds, you know, so egregious, and they really don't like that law, that they have another crack at it. And their crack at it is, you have a very high burden, you have to get a certain number of signatures in a very, very small amount of time.
Right.
I think it's like 60 days.
Yes.
And then it can go onto the ballot. And I think it's good. I think it's good for democracy.
Let's get a caller or two in here. Let's get Mark on. Mark, you're on with Senator Brochin and me.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks. You know, I absolutely understand what the senator is talking about opening this up to families and giving them the same rights, but you cannot, and so that people can have the same benefit.
Sure.
And it should not be based upon sex and or sexual preference. For instance, I read a story about a Baltimore City policeman who wanted to put his mother on his policy. He was unmarried, and he wanted to put his mother on his policy so she could enjoy the benefits of that. And what we have here is with the, you know, the gay lobby is that they want to present that the marriage between two gay people is the same, and it's simply not. You can't.
Well, let me get to the essence.
Let me finish.
But Mark, you've been rolling for a while. I want the senator kind of respond. I think we got the gist of what. I want you to stay with me. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Stay with me. But
I want to say something about what marriage is, because we have to define what a marriage is.
No, I understand that. But let me let the senator respond, because what you're bringing up, though, is the issue of rights. And what the senator has talked about previously and what I've talked about is the issue of rights. But we'll get to the marriage question in a moment. But what he's bringing up, Senator, is the whole thing of, you know, what rights you can have. You know, towards pensions, toward, you know, property rights, all the rest of that, which is the center of this debate, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, Mark, you're trying to make a point about benefits, and I do see your point, except for one thing. I mean, we're talking about a same-sex couple that lives together, and one of the partners dies, and they don't have burial rights for their partner. So they have to go back to the estranged parents who haven't talked to them who hasn't talked to the kid in 20 years, and they decide where the person is going to get buried. We're talking about picking your kid up from school, and the biological mother, and these are all real stories. The biological mother's in Washington, D.C. at a conference, and the same-sex partner goes to school to pick up the sick kid, and they say at school.
May I interject here? Doesn't matter what kind of partner it is. Okay, it doesn't matter what kind of domestic partner you have. Domestic partners, which I understand, have to confer certain rights, and there needs to be a bill conferring certain rights so people can have the benefits of that. But you cannot take a definition, because the definition of marriage.
We're listening. Come on, Mark.
It has one meaning. It is a man and a wife, because there has to be consummation.
And guess what, Mark? Mark, I got to stop you. That definition may be there, but then there's a tax code. Then there's a property filing. Then there's a hospitalization issue. So it's not as simplistic, Mark, as you want to define it from Webster's or something like that.